Everyday Journal, you are terrible at work-life balance. To say that you are awful is an understatement. Regarding work-life balance, you are so bad that if you were a comedian, the audience would ask the following: how bad are you? And then you'd give one hilarious comparison after another, verifying your pathetic ability to balance work and life. You are so bad that your photo shows up in Wikipedia under colossal failure regarding work-life balance. Should have a theme song about your sad state of work-life balancing affairs. Your theme song would be Bad by Michael Jackson. Regrettably, in the case of work-life balance, being bad, thoroughly bad, does not equate to the nature of Michael's song. Your bad isn't even in the same ballpark as being good. When you are bad, you are certifiably awful. You are unquestionably unfit as one trying to do two things at once. You never used to try to be great at two things. Long ago, you understood there is no work-life balance in the real world. You are either great at work or home life, and then you are, at best, mediocre at the other. You're never great at both. One of the two will always pale compared to the other when you are evaluated on your productivity. In the case of your home life, you spent the bulk of your effort not on your professional life, but on your personal life. Being the best family-oriented person possible continues to mean the world to you. Being better than your father was undoubtedly the driving force for everything you did. A better dad than the one you had was necessary to be the best version of yourself. A better spouse than the one your mom had was a mandatory objective. Better at staying in one job. Better at being home, coming home to your family every night. Better at providing and delivering on the promises you made to those most exemplifying your role as a provider. Your call was not to be good or great human back then for the least of us. The driving force was to singularly best Tommy. Whether you've been better than your father is up to others, primarily your child, to decide or debate. You can attest that work-life balance is a fantasy. At least it is for you. You can be great at one, but you cannot be great at both. You now realize that you can be great at writing and speaking, but you cannot be simultaneously great as a family-oriented person. You can be a celebrated family-oriented person, but not excellent at writing and speaking. You can be a great lover, but not a great fighter simultaneously. You can be a great fighter, but not a great lover simultaneously. The jury is in. These are incontrovertible truths. The difficulty of being great at both, or for that matter, doing both things well, highlights the reality that it is impossible to serve two masters. You cannot please work and life and believe both will be equally satisfied with your performance. You cannot serve work and life and expect both to be done to your full potential. Work and life are two independently dependent and jealous lovers. Both are unforgiving and uncompromising. Both demand all of you, undoubtedly. They insist on getting the best of you before you even consider doling out any part of you to another. Both require everything if you have any real expectation of getting anything worthwhile out of them. Once more, you cannot serve two masters. It's pretty straightforward. You can't accommodate two heads of state, especially not those dictators known as work and life. For years, you had the disillusioned ideal that you could have a work-life balance. Foolishly, you listened to the false pontifications of others about the possibility of having it all. But you know, that was all nonsense. There is no having it all. You can be great at work or great at home, but you cannot be great at both. The only time you can be great at home and work is if you work remotely. You work from home. Still, when the workday ends and it's time to be great at life, be assured that if you give work everything you had, there will not be much left to give to your home life. Your personal life will undoubtedly show you to be less than accomplished. You can delude yourself if you want to, but the truth is undeniable. There cannot be two masters served. You either do one thing exceptionally well, or you do two at an average level. Sadly, the journey does not afford you the energy to do both things well. Each day, life offers a fork in the road. You can give all you have to work or all of you to being family-oriented, but you cannot do both. For years, you stood at the fork and went in the direction of your home life. Sometime later, you arrived at the junction and stood looking, realizing you should finally go into the light, the side of the road representing work. You can't change your life by continuing to go to the side of your personal life, expecting your work to change by always putting your personal life first is insanity. Doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome is the crux of your work-life dilemma. I am great at work today because I finally chose work over home life. I finally stopped kidding myself that I could have it all. I know nobody can serve two masters, especially not me. I cannot have a remarkable personal and work life simultaneously. And I am finally resolved that being a best-selling, award-winning author and global public intellectual is enough for me. Leaving the planet better than when I arrived by helping, serving, and ensuring others know their lives matter means more than being exceptionally great at home. There is not now such a thing as having it all, nor will there ever be such a thing. You will not ever be able to satisfy two masters at once. So choose one, and choose wisely.
Work-life balance. Reflect and write. Did you find yourself challenged by Nate's words about the illusion of work-life balance? Why? Were you uncomfortable with the thought that you cannot have it all? Consider why that is. Now consider how you are doing the work with your work-life balance. Be honest with yourself. Stop kidding yourself. Where do you place most of your energy? Is it work or is it life? What drives your choices? Is your focus linked to the purpose for which you were created, or are you driven by something else? Take time today to consider Nate's thoughts on work-life balance. What does this mean for you? How will this influence your pursuit of your best life? Now act. Spend the next 15 minutes writing vividly and emotively about the life you have always imagined. After writing, reread your words and consider where to place your time and energy to get to the best life that you imagine. Is that energy best placed in work? Or is it better directed towards life? The choice is yours. Work-life balance is in your hands. Now journey forward.